This is Walking with Jesus, a devotional journey through books of the Bible from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel. Well, we're continuing in the book of Hebrews. We're starting chapter 9 today, day 28 of our Hebrews walk, and looking at verses 1 through 5 of chapter 9 and asking this question: what did the tabernacle furnishings mean? Here's the scripture reading. Now, even the first covenant had regulations for worship and an earthly place of holiness, for a tent was prepared. The first section, in which were the lampstand and the table and the bread of the presence, it's called the holy place. Behind the second curtain was a second section called the most holy place, having the golden altar of incense and the Ark of the Covenant covered on all sides with gold, in which was a golden urn holding the manna and Aaron's staff that budded and the tablets of the covenant. Above it were the cherubim of glory overshadowing the mercy seat. Of these things we cannot now speak in detail. This is Hebrews chapter 9, verses 1 through 5 in the English Standard Version. Good teachers always have a clear purpose behind every aspect of their lesson. If that's true, and if the tabernacle worship never cleansed anyone and was never intended to be the way of salvation, then what was the point? God gave Moses very detailed instructions, so what was the lesson meant to teach the people? The main point of the object lesson of tabernacle worship was to drive home to God's people the reality of His awesome holiness and their desperate need for forgiveness. Every day, with sacrifice after sacrifice, the people were reminded of their sin before a holy God. The regulations for worship were designed to teach God's people that they must approach God in a very specific way. A holy God must be approached on His terms, not ours. Inside the holy place for worship, God had His people build a lampstand to be reminded that He is the light, and that they need His light for their lives and their worship. Light is a powerful symbol for God's wisdom, holiness, truth, and goodness, and the light of the lampstand symbolizing God's light filled the tabernacle. The table of the bread of the presence reminded God's people that He was their only sustenance. It had 12 loaves, one for each of the 12 tribes of Israel. All of God's people are kept alive by God and by God alone. When Jesus said, "I am the bread of life," He had the bread of the presence in the tabernacle partly in view. And we know this because when Jesus fed 5,000 people, the disciples picked up 12 baskets of leftover pieces, just like the 12 loaves of bread that were on the table of the presence. You see, Jesus is the satisfying sustenance of all of God's people. The altar of incense represented the prayers of God's people, continually ascending before God, their aroma mixed with the smoke of the offerings. The formula for incense was given by God and had to be followed exactly, a lesson that Nadab and Abihu learned the hard way. This shows us that our prayers need to be shaped by God's will and not ours. The Ark of the Covenant was the centerpiece of tabernacle worship. It represented the very presence of God and was kept in an inner chamber of the tabernacle called the Most Holy Place. It was covered in gold and covered with a mercy seat, and inside contained the law of God written on tablets of stone. God's law and God's presence in the midst of God's people had to be covered in mercy for God's people to be safe, and the mercy seat had to be sprinkled with atoning blood, which we'll explore later in Hebrews. All of this detail is important, every small aspect of it. It teaches us so much about God and about ourselves, and all of it points to the one whose coming made the tabernacle obsolete, Jesus Christ. Jesus fulfilled every aspect of the tabernacle in His holiness, His mercy, His atonement, His satisfaction of all of God's people, His perfect reconciling work. Whatever else we may see in a study of the tabernacle, we must see Him in it all, or we have missed the whole point.